Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
All right, well, Jake, we spoke a little bit before this series got underway, and you mentioned as the fans filed in, the closer it got to game time when you saw the video tribute, that's when you'd really feel the emotions. What was that experience like for you last night?
I just get goosebumps thinking about it, you know. Just the appreciation and the passion that went in on my side and all these guys in the Cubs uniform, what we try to bring to the table for the fans each and every night, tried to put on a show. And we worked tremendously hard to give them something that they could be proud of. And I think we did a really good job of that. You know, having that bad taste in our mouth after 2015, getting swept in the NLCS by the Mets, and then trying to come back stronger and more well-studied and more well-prepared for the next challenge ahead. And we had tremendous coaching, tremendous support system, and a group of guys that really cared about each other. So to see the admiration and the appreciation for that, and not only for what I was able to do, but as a team, it's really special. And it's something that I'll never be able to replace.
You talk about the way guys cared about one another. It's evident in each and every hug you give out there. What have the conversations been like? I know you keep in touch with a number of these guys anyway, yeah. But anyone stick out to you that you're going to take home and feel like it was really, I mean, it's really great to see them all, but I'm happy I got to talk to him.
Man, well, it's hard to pick one out. I mean, everyone knows that me and Tommy LaStella are really close. Me and Ian Happ have developed a really good friendship, but they squeezed me real tight, just as I was squeezing each and every one of those guys. But this was yesterday before the game. You know, Butterfield said something to me that made me really happy for what I was able to bring to that organization. He said, you know, these guys really miss you, and I've never seen anything quite like it. And, you know, coming from a guy who didn't necessarily get to know me, but knows my teammates and knows the way they felt about me, is special. So it's hard to pick a hug that was the best. Maybe Hayward, because he's so damn strong. But all of them were great.
I wasn't sure Pedro Strop was going to let go He's a guy that came over with you, and I think there's a special bond there.
Totally.
You have him with all the guys. But now, how does this few days play out for your family? You mentioned Brittany's here. You got Cooper, who, gosh, still loves these guys so much. And then Palmer, who's still probably trying to figure it all out, right?
Yeah. Well, we're just enjoying it, really. Waking up early, walking the city, going to the places we used to frequent quite often. Just saying, you know, having conversations with, you know, fans on the street, or just hearing their comments and their support and their appreciation, you know. It's, you know, we leave tomorrow, but, you know, I wish we could stick around a few more days. It's the city's that special to us. But, you know, when we do come here, we're really going to enjoy it as much as we can.
Absolutely. Was it a little weird sitting on this dugout last night, looking across the opposite way?
You know, it's kind of like when a third baseman plays first base. You have a different perspective of the field and of the game. And just looking at those guys across the way in that dugout was a little strange, but it's just time for the next chapter. And like I said, I've continued to reiterate, I hope nothing but the best for these guys unless we're playing each other.
Well, so did some real tough investigative reporting and asked Joe Maddon, would he have let Anthony Rizzo lead off against you? And he said he would have gone there just to see it.
I'm sure he would have, and I know he would have tried to hit the ball over the fence. So as long as I can keep the ball under his hands and off speed under the below the strike zone, I think I'd be okay. But he's a pretty damn good hitter.
I know you're pretty disappointed you don't get to take the mound this series, but certainly just being back was worth it. I mean, just no getting question. To be a part of this.
No question about it. A lot of special memories in this ballpark, and it's gonna be that way forever.
Awesome. Well, Jake, I know I speak for all of the fans. You've already given your thank you to all of them for what they meant, but thank you for everything that we got to share through interviews and celebrations with champagne and all that. Yep. So it's been a pleasure. Thanks,
Kelly. Thank you.
Are you an authentic Cubs fan? We want to hear from you every authentic fan night. We designate one winner as the fan of the game, which includes tickets to the game, meet and greets, plus an authentic game day experience. Enter for your chance to win at NBCSportsChicago.com/CubsAF.
Hey everyone, welcome into the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust. Kelly Krall here, and as many of you know, the 2018 MLB draft in the books now, and I have the pleasure of introducing this afternoon the Cubs second round pick, 62nd overall, Brennan Davis, an outfielder from Basha High School in Arizona. And Brennan, first of all, congratulations on what I'm sure is one of the biggest accomplishments of your young career and for your family as well. What have the last 48 hours or so been like for you all?
Oh, I don't know where to start.
I'm sure.
It's been crazy. It's just from draft day to all my friends and family just like embracing me with the good news. It's been unreal. Mm-hmm. The love that everybody's shown me and all the people that helped me to get here. It just shows how doors open for reasons that we don't always know, but I'm just so blessed to be here.
Sure, absolutely. How was it that you found out the news? Were you watching it on TV? Were you with your family? How did the night go down?
Yeah, so my advisor had called me a few minutes before and said there's a possibility that I might get picked up at number 62 by the Cubs, and there's always that little bit of doubt, but... So until it happens, but just going up till that pick, my heart was just racing. My everybody was just so excited in the room, and then when my name was finally called, everybody just lost it.
Yeah, I can't imagine too, because it's got to be hard. I mean, you probably have either read or seen, or your advisors kind of chatted with you about how the whole process works, and hey, you could go anywhere from here to here, and you really don't know. And I mean, it's a lengthy process, the draft. So from the start to the finish, how were your emotions throughout the whole evening?
It was kind of a roller coaster.
Yeah, I bet.
Just the fact of unknowing and trying not to get your hopes up to be let down, just letting whatever happens, and God has a plan for me, and it was God's plan to be with the Cubs, and I'm more than elated to be with such an amazing organization.
Yeah, I was just going to say, now, my understanding is that you had a pre-draft workout at Wrigley Field. What was that experience like for you? Did you have a good feeling at the end of it that the team and the Cubs were interested in a way?
Yeah, I thought I played very well at their workout, and it was an amazing experience. I can't even put it into words. Just to be on that field, the historic background, to be around all the guys, all the staff, Theo and everybody, just to get to know them and know what they're about and how surreal it was.
Oh, I can imagine. So you said you got to talk to some of the guys. Who in particular, and what was that like?
Yeah, I got to know Theo pretty well, and he's just a great dude, and I love everything he's done with his minor league system. It's just unbelievable how well it's ran. Mm-hmm. I'm just so happy to be a part of it now.
Now, did I see somewhere that you got to meet Javi Baez, who might have been at the field that afternoon?
I did get to meet Javi Baez.
How was that? He's a character, right?
He is. He actually he was there because it was their off day. They had a game the next day. So he just came, and he was showering, and he just brought his German Shepherd, and his German Shepherd was just roaming around the clubhouse. and I thought that was the coolest thing.
That sounds just like Javi. That's tremendous. Well, since you kind of led me down this road, I feel like before I bury the lead too much, we're talking German Shepherds. Do you have some interesting pets / animals that you tend to? Because I think I read somewhere that you do.
I don't want people to think I'm some farmer, but yeah, I have two pet llamas, two goats, two dogs, a fish, and yeah, that's about it.
That's all you got, huh? That's a mini farm, if you will. I know we won't call you a farmer yet. we'll stick to the baseball, which we know you're really good at. But, you know, you probably know the history of the Cubs enough to know that a few years ago, drafting someone who had a goat would have probably not gone over well with the fan base. Do you know that?
Yes, I do know that.
But now we can embrace the goats, and their names are... Tell me your goat's names and the llama's names.
So the goat's name is Henry.
Henry. I love it.
The llama's names are Marco and Polo.
Marco and Polo and Henry. Well, you know, years down the road, Brennan, we could be talking about how, you know, Javi still got his German Shepherd around, and... you've got your goats around. Who knows, right? I mean,
yeah.
What a unique story. How did that even come? I mean, I don't think of Arizona as being an area that, yeah, people are having lots of animals like that. How did you even get to where you had this many animals?
Yeah, so I grew up with my mom just adoring animals, and that's kind of where my love from it came from. We've had almost every animal that is considered a pet. We've had horses, donkeys,
wow.
We've had peacocks, we've had pigs, we've had peacocks. I think I just said that.
But that is, I mean, unusual. I don't think I've ever met someone who's owned a peacock.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And I mean, just because our listeners, of course, want to hear more and more about baseball, but is there something to the discipline of, I'm sure, you taking care of those animals, the time management of making it to practices every day and everything? Do you feel like that's really kind of made you, or is a big part of who you are and this athlete that you've become?
Yes, I do. I think it taught me a lot of discipline, being able to juggle school, baseball, and being able to help around the house. Really, really can be tedious, but in the end, it really helps me in the long run.
No doubt about it. Well, okay, so at 6'4", my understanding is you split time between both baseball and basketball all the way through high school, and it was just, what, in your senior year that you decided to focus solely on baseball, but you had just won a state championship with your basketball team, and I'm pretty sure named the defensive, what is it, player of the year in your region. So that had to have been a difficult decision for you. Am I right?
Yes, it was probably one of the hardest decisions I've ever made.
I bet.
But it was always going to come down to whichever sport I saw myself going further in and continuing my career with. And doors opened and baseball just shined its light on me.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your game. I mean, I've read up again, and you have that unique distinction of throwing left-handed but batting right-handed. Give us the best scouting report on yourself.
I'm going to make a correction. I actually throw right and hit right.
Oh, you throw right and hit right. Okay, I thought okay, so I might have, but still. So give us the scouting report on Brennan Davis.
Okay, so Brennan Davis, he can run a little bit. I think I'm a versatile athlete that can track down a lot of balls in the outfield, and I have a good arm from the outfield. I think I can hit for a good average, and the power will come after being in such a great minor league system and gaining weight and getting stronger.
Absolutely. But I love that you say, I can run a little. That's you being very humble, because we've seen the numbers, and it's pretty exciting. And like you said, if you can put power with that and you set yourself up, have you, along the road, are there any players that you feel like is a good comparison to yourself, or even just maybe one that you've emulated your game after a little bit because you look at him and think, yeah, you know, I have a similar skill set to that. If I continue to ascend, I could, you know, really play the game like this guy.
Yeah, I try to model my game after Lorenzo Cain. He's with the Brewers right now.
Yeah, Cubs fans see a lot of him.
Yeah, I've always loved how he played the game and the energy he brought to the game. It's just what I want to be one day, and I know I can be.
So explain, how long do you get to sit and talk to Theo or, say, Jed or Javi on those pre-workout dates? And did it really get your mind thinking of what the future could be like for you?
Yeah, so on the pre-draft workout, they had a designated dinner so we could, like, sit down and talk to the guys and get to know all the front office guys. And it was just unbelievable to be in the presence of so many big names and get to know them on a personal level, like baseball aside, just to get to know how they are, talk about their families, talk about my family, and just learn what an awesome situation I was in.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, as we're talking, it just dawned on me that having met Javier Baez, I'm pretty sure it was this day exactly that we're taping this on a Wednesday that Javier Baez was drafted right out of high school, and you've seen what he's done with his career. Did he talk to you about that at all? Or, I mean, you can only dream that there's a similar path for yourself, right?
Yes. As much as I would like to say we talked, we didn't really.
That's fair. I mean, he had his German Shepherd with him, you know.
Yeah, he was busy, so I didn't want to interrupt. But it was just awesome being in the presence of somebody of his status and what he's accomplished in the game.
Sure. What do you, I know you watch a ton of baseball, I'm sure, and the Cubs is an organization that right now, you know, nationally is viewed often, and they're in the spotlight quite a bit. What do you like about this team when you watch them? What guy stands out that you just are like, man, they're so much fun to watch? This is just what a great club, what they're doing right now on that stage in Chicago.
Yeah. So Chris Bryant is just unbelievable to watch, just the energy he plays with, and the swagger to his game, and it's just awesome. And that's just a testament to the organization and the best fan base in the league. Being able to play in front of a crowd like that, how can you not get up for that?
Absolutely. So Wrigley, the pre-draft, was that the first time you'd been there?
It is the first time I've been there.
Well, so now you have to come see a game, right? Isn't that how it works?
That is how it works.
Well, you mentioned power, Brennan, and we'll wrap this up pretty soon. You mentioned power is something, you know, you like to add to your game that already is. What other parts of the game do you feel like, you know, if I can make a jump in this or a stride in this area, I really could see myself taking off more?
Yeah, so splitting time with baseball and basketball, and just the being dedicated my senior year to just baseball, I've already seen an improvement in my hitting game and recognizing pitches, spin, driving the ball farther. It's just really, now that baseball is my number one ultimate goal in life and priority, it's going to be easy to put forth all my time and dedication to improving my game and getting to the next level, now that I don't have to split it or worry about anything else.
Sure. Well, you have signed, for those listening that don't maybe know, you have signed with the University of Miami. Obviously, the Cubs thought very highly of you to take you 62nd overall and have good thoughts about moving forward. But what is the process like for you, and what is the next step?
Yeah, the next step is going to be playing in their rookie league down here in the Valley in Arizona. And it's just awesome that I have the opportunity to play at their spring training facility at Solon Park, because it's 30 minutes from my house.
Wow.
So my mom will be able to continue to watch me play and grow as a man. It's just incredible to me.
Oh, how tremendous. Yeah, right in your backyard, and you don't, I mean, that has to help just for sake of feeling acclimated to the area and really just continuing. You've brought up your mom a couple times. What has she meant to you in this process? I'm sure she was the one probably, you know, taking you to and from these travel leagues and games and all these things. I know parents play such a huge role in really, you know, every athlete's life in a way. So what has she meant to you in this process?
Yeah, she's meant absolutely everything to me. Growing up with a single mother, my mom made sure she gave me every opportunity to be successful, and she sacrificed so much for me over the years. I owe it all to her.
Oh, well, I can't imagine what it was like for her then the other night as you guys got to celebrate this moment. And Brennan, it has been such a pleasure chatting with you this afternoon. I know Cubs fans would echo saying we only wish you the best and keep working at everything. And we do hope you get to a game at Wrigley soon, okay?
I will.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Brennan. We appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. That was Brennan Davis, the Cubs' second round pick and 62nd overall in the 2018 MLB draft. This is the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust. I'm Kelly Kroll.